Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Allie, Dylan, Bo, Mike, hanging out with you here. Hope you're enjoying that weather out there on your drive into work. Appreciate you so much for hanging out with us. We're going to get the wake-up call, 404-726-0929, here in just 1 second. Want to hear your phone calls about which teams are facing the most, which college football teams are facing the most pressure this year. And also, which long odds do you maybe like? Team that's not expected to win the conference or win the Heisman or whatever it may be. Let us know about that. We got to get to this, though, because Allie just hit me with something during the break that I was like, I'm sorry, what? And you said that how many percent of people would be willing to do a living funeral?
A living funeral. 30% of people want to do a living funeral.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
So this would
like
be
a third of society.
A third of society would like to have a celebration where you sit and have everyone talk about you and how much they love you.
Okay.
So that you can hear what they're saying while you're alive.
Albert Brooks did this in Curb Your Enthusiasm. Did Larry David?
And he attended it?
No, he sat upstairs and watched it.
Okay.
Closed circuit. And then, like, it was right after COVID. It was like kind of a post-COVID episode.
All right.
And then, Larry David, well, I mean, you know, it's a Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Right.
So, but it was, people just got up there and talked, and it was like, it's kind of silly because it's a very narcissistic thing to do.
100%.
Because you're just really, I'm doing, be on the dump button because I'm going to try to word this right. But you're basically getting feels of people talking good about you.
It's
what it is. And I think that is very awkward and weird, but I do know a couple of people off the top of my head that would love one of these.
Well, I'm sure that at some point everybody deep down is like, I'd love to hear people talking good about me.
Right.
Like, you know, you love it. If I was to walk up to Allie and be like, hey, I was talking to John the other day, and he was just talking about how sweet you were.
Great.
Love it.
Love it.
But I'm going to tell you right now, if any one of the three of y'all ever does a living funeral, I will talk the most trash. I mean, I will be like, he sucked. She was awful.
Those are called roasts.
And that's what it would turn into.
Those are also for narcissists because they just want a whole night dedicated. I mean, why else did Tom Brady do one? Because he immediately regretted it. Yeah, that's great. But I mean,
just to make money.
It's like my best man speeches that were given for me basically turned into roast of me.
I love it.
Hey, same.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the hell out of it. I think it's great.
That's awesome.
Was
it at the wedding or was it at the
rehearsal the wedding.
Dinner?
At the wedding.
But y'all was at the wedding?
At the wedding. Grant's family was like, we love him. We love her. Da da da. My family was like, time to roast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go time. Been waiting my whole life for this.
Yes.
But that's, I think that that shows real, I'm not saying that the other way is wrong or doesn't show love and care, but to me, man, it really shows like how well someone knows you and how well you know yourself when you allow someone at a special occasion for you to just, you know, take shots. It's great.
Yeah.
It's great. I mean, both my best men just roasted the crap out of me.
That's awesome.
Like, and I love it.
We only did rehearsal dinner speeches.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like, let's get this knocked out the night before.
Yeah, yeah.
And then let's just have the band just go at it on the wedding night, which was fun. Anyways, the whole living funeral thing, can we not call it something else?
The only celebration of life.
Yeah, exactly.
But even though that's the only...
What else would you call it?
Notch I could see for like maybe is how many times though have you attended a funeral and you're like, I hope they knew that. You know, when you hear
that's a good point.
You know, I hope they heard these things.
Well, that's why you're supposed to capitalize on the moments when people are with you. I mean, if
it doesn't happen.
As someone that, you know, tells everyone exactly how much they mean to him constantly, you know, don't let those days pass, Allie. Don't go to bed upset. And
see, he is the most sensitive one.
If you
there you go.
If you, you know, like look. It's very important to tell people how important they are to you when you can. But the problem is we get caught up in our own like lives and moments. But I think the little things you can do daily will show those people that.
Yeah, it's the old, I wish there was a way to know we were in the good old days while we were still there.
Yeah.
Yeah, love that.
Deep thoughts with Squid Billy.
Let's do this wake-up call. 447-260-9929 if you guys want to weigh in on which college football programs have the most pressure on them this year, or you want to talk about those Atlanta Falcons, that practice squad, and some of the trades and moves they've made over the last 24 hours. A lot of interesting stuff. Got two names at the top of this list, and I'm pretty sure Dylan yesterday blended these two, so hopefully we've got this one put together. And we'll start with our buddy Dan Indicator, not Can Indicator. Dan, what's going on?
Oh, get ready. Okay.
What's up, man?
What's up, y'all? Hey, look, real quick. Go Bucks. I'm sorry. I think Ohio State has the most pressure just because, you know, they got Julian Sand and a new quarterback.
Stop
won
it,
the national
Dan.
Championship
Dan, you don't
last
believe
year.
That. Dan, you
yeah,
do
no,
not believe
no,
that.
I do. Look, please don't kick me out the mafia because I'm a Buckeyes fan. I'm sorry. I went to the camp back in the day. I got to meet Jim Trussell. I got the tour of the horseshoe and everything. So, been a big fan ever since way back in the day. But I honestly think, seriously, I mean, I really think they have the most pressure. We are going to beat Texas, but it's definitely going to be it's going to be deadlocked. And I think.
All right. I think we lost him.
Well,
I think we lost him.
Oh, well, I guess Ohio State.
Well, he said that Texas thing with his chest, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's we will.
And then the phone company said, out of here.
Yeah, the person in charge of the phone line must have been a Texas booster because they didn't like that conversation. All right, now to the second half of that, the two names that Dylan merged yesterday. Let's go to Cannon and Noonan. Cannon and Noonan, what's going on, man?
Good morning, y'all.
Hey,
number one, go Dogs.
Okay.
And number two, I really want to talk about Texas because I kind of agree with what Bo said. I do think they have tons of pressure, but at the same time, I agree with you. Like it's almost like they're both at the same time. And I think that's just Texas in general. Like, I can't stand the way the media talks about Texas, the Cowboys, any team, any big market team over there. But if they lose to Georgia in the regular season and the SEC championship again, then all of a sudden, and I don't think he's going to be fired or nothing, but there will be a lot of conversation about Sark and about just that program in general and can they win the big games. Because losing to us twice, with the possibility of three times in one season.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just not good for a big-name team like that.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call, Ken. I will say this. I think Cannon's spot on with one thing. I think all of a sudden you just start asking if Steve Sarkisian can coach tough football teams. Like, I think their defensive unit might be the most impressive unit in the SEC right now. But there is, like, if you start getting bullied by Georgia or any of those other teams again this year, you're going to start wondering if they're just one of those teams that gets bullied in those big-game situations.
This happens a lot with a lot of teams on the rise where they hit a certain level and then it takes something, maybe a special player or whatever, to put them over that elite program.
Like
a Georgia or whatever. That's why I think that's to my point about the pressure. Isn't Arch Manning supposed to be that player? Isn't that what we've heard? Isn't that why he is the second coming? He's the Heisman Trophy favorite. He's only started like two games in his career. Like, Arch Manning is supposed to be that guy. If Sark can't get it done with Arch Manning, then who is? Now, maybe that's like Peyton was. And Peyton wasn't that guy with Philip Fulmer in Tennessee. And then he graduates T. Martin, Peerless Price. Boom, they win a national title. I don't know.
I will say, this is breaking news. I'm not a Georgia fan. I don't hate Georgia. Not the way I do some other teams in the SEC. But I will say, the fact that Georgia, because there's this thing with Texas where it's like they're newcomers to the SEC, but I don't think they're hitting the SEC at a time where it's probably at its strength. But the fact that Georgia has kind of carried the flag for the SEC and just been like, all right, dude, that was really, really cute. Here's what it actually feels like to be in this conference. I do kind of respect Georgia for that in those instances. So shout out to Kirby Smart and Company.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, let's get one more, Dylan, before we have to go to break. Let's talk to Richard over in Dallas, Georgia. Richard, what's going on, my friend?
Hey, good morning, y'all. Love the show, man. Y'all keep me cracking up on my school bus, so I definitely appreciate it.
Yeah.
I just want to say I'm kind of piggybacking on the first guy, but I'm on a different team. I'm an LSU Tigers fan. I feel like they're facing a lot of pressure this year. A, because we haven't won a home opener since this genius Kelly took over. And it's the same way. Like, I feel like a lot of people loud Garrett Nussmeier, you know what I'm saying, every year, oh, he's one of the best in the SEC. He's one of the best, one of the best. I watch him throw, like, just some of the most ridiculous passes. So I'm like, bro, why'd you do that?
Yeah.
Seriously? And our defense isn't what it used to be. I just feel like LSU is kind of a shell of its former self at this point. And the first step is beating – who do we get?
Clemson this weekend.
Clemson. Oh, my goodness. Like, I don't even know what to say. It's like, you got Kate Klubnik and that company. We're at Clemson. You know what I'm saying? They're Death Valley. So yeah. I just feel like LSU is – they're kind of under a microscope at this point. Just,
they got to get it
like,
done,
a lot
man.
Of people are overlooking them, but they're supposed to be a powerhouse.
Yeah, they got to get it done. There's no doubt about it. That losing streak at home that he's talking about, it's bad.
Yeah.
It's not like this weekend where you're playing Clemson. Let's go back to 2020 when they opened Mississippi State and got beat by 10 points. It's just UCLA. It's been bad. So I'm with him, man. A lot of pressure on that game this weekend.
Well, I don't know if y'all caught this last night, but each Wednesday night you can join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation, Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, we've got your Atlanta United scrimmage tickets. Hang tight for that. And as soon as they could, Falcons started making moves on that practice squad. We will run through that. Plus, we've got a life of squid.
The Ryder Cup team has been announced.
Ooh, let's go.
Do they have a captain that is also a player?
Hmm.
Ooh, I don't know. We'll find out next. Morning Shift Sports Radio 929 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
That's right.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.